This is Victrios.
All right, this morning I want to talk about assisted. I mean, with all the system, you can guess that we need assistance. Amen? And I want to just charge you with assisted. Over this month, I've been talking about now open. And it's my prayer that in the name of Jesus, your destiny is now opened.
Amen.
Because it is possible for you to be available or for you to be in business, but the business is closed. You know, for some reason, you are not accepting new clients. You are not accepting. Things are not coming in. But I say in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, your destiny opens up in the name of Jesus. Now, there are several things that allow that to happen. I've said a few things over the course of the month. But today, I want to say that one of the things that allow a destiny to be open is the assistance that destiny receives. And I'm praying for you that God will assist you.
Amen.
I thought somebody would say bigger amen.
Amen.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 15, 2 Chronicles 26, 15, the Bible said, concerning a young man, it said, and he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on towers and upon bullocks, to shoot arrows and great stone withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped. Till he was strong. I speak marvelous help unto somebody this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and 22. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 22. The Bible said concerning David. It says, for at that time, there came to David day by day to help him. Or men came to David day by day to help him. Until it was a great army. Like the army of the Lord. Day by day, men came to David. David is the king. But we now see the story of David. We see the secret of the life of David. That it was not because David was one special, one individual special guy. But because David was helped. You know, I worked in Microsoft some time ago. And one time, whenever I go into people's offices, you know, one of the things you will see is that you will see plaques on people's tables. And the plaques means a parent, they invented something, and the company, they were the first person to invent that thing, usually in software, and the company will file for patent for that particular thing, and they will give them some cash reward, and then they will give them a plaque. And so you come into some people's office, you find 20, you find 50. There was one guy I went to his office, I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And in my mind, I'm like, if you can make 50, why are you not another Bill Gates? Why are you in this company? Why are you not doing your own Bill Gates job? You have done 50. I think Bill Gates only did one. But you see, why did Bill Gates become who Bill Gates is? It's because of all these guys getting 50 plaques, 20 plaques. So it is a lot of people. It is as a result of community effort. It's as a result of the help that you receive. So here's my conclusion. Greatness in life is directly proportional to the help you receive in life. The greatness in life, the fact that somebody is great, sometimes it's not because they are individually super smart, individually super talented. Sometimes or many times, it is because of the help that they receive. I pray for somebody this morning. Help will arise for you. I say help will arise for you. In the name of Jesus. So you need to understand the role of help in life. You need to understand the role of people assisting you, you receiving assistance. It can determine how far you go. Sometimes some people are believing God to just superload them. There is nothing wrong with God loading you, but you need a lot of loaded things around you, especially people. So greatness in life is directly proportional to the help that you receive. The first time God said it was not good in scripture was when there was no help. Everything God created in Genesis chapter 1, God said it was good. But somewhere, even before sin showed up, God said it is not good. In Genesis 2, talking about the fact that it is not good for man to be without help. So when everything God created was very good, God said, I need to do something more than this. I need to add a help to this man, because without help, man has not come into the most level that he can come into. He cannot maximize his destiny. His destiny will not find the fullest expression. I was reading today that several years ago, some archaeologists, they found a seed. And that seed, by the dating, it looked like that seed had been 4,000 years old. But that seed was just a seed. And they took the seed and planted the seed, and the seed still germinated after 4,000 years. Why did the seed did not become a plant? Because it did not find the right environment. It did not find the necessary help. I'm praying for somebody listening to me this morning. Help will show up for you. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 121, the Bible says, Psalm 121, and from verse 1, the Bible says, I will look up unto the hill. Where does my help come from? My help does not come from a location. My help is a person. My help is not in a geography. My help is not coming from abroad. My help is not coming from some uncle. My help is a person, and that person is God himself. God will help you.
Amen.
I say God will help you.
Amen.
Because he now later said, because of that place he's putting his focus in God that will help him. Move on to verse 2. He said, my help comes from God. And in verse 3, he says, he will not suffer my foot to be moved. The one that keepeth me will not slumber. I'm praying for you. This year, your foot will not be moved. The one that is keeping you keeps you this year. In the name of Jesus. So help is in the person. The first help you and I need is the person of God, the person of the Holy Spirit. I'll say a little more about it, but you need to understand that your help is not necessarily coming from a location. It is coming from a personality, God himself, and he will help you. And so many of the times when God wants to help us, like in the story that we started with this morning, that guy that was inventing things, and the Bible said was became very great. God will send people to you. God will bring you in contact with people. God will bring you in contact with your butler. I have always asked the question, what got Joseph to the palace? Some people will say it's a dream. Some people will say it's interpretation of dream. I believe he's the butler. It's the man that he met. He had a dream when he was with his brothers. What did the dream do for him there? It landed him in pits. He had a dream when he was in Potiphar's house. What did the dream do for him there? It landed him in prison. He still had dreams in the prison. Did the dream take him from prison to palace? Not necessarily. Of course, the dream was part of the whole equation. But it was the person. It was the person that he met. And that person remembered to mention his name before Pharaoh. I am saying this morning, everyone that needs to remember to say something about you, every referral that you need, that your business needs, that your job needs, that referral comes to you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
There are, you know, many times when people apply for jobs, many people think it's only skills. Majority of the job is not by skill. It's no skill. It's because somebody wants to give it to you. Whether for some reason, maybe the guy feels that, well, we don't have enough women in this organization for some reason. Okay, we want you as a lady. We don't have enough colored people in this organization. Okay, we want you. Well, you have some skills and something like that, but we kind of like you. We want you. I'm praying that this year, everywhere your things show up, everywhere your resume shows up, everywhere your business shows up, for some reason, you will be favored.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You see, some people, they celebrate gifted men, and there is something about that. We need to celebrate the gifts, gifted men, the gifts that God gives into men. But there is also something called the gift of men. God giving you men as gifts. God giving you people. God putting people around your life. That was what David experienced in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, David was an embattled king. David's kingdom was not established. David was like a king, but a king in exile. The story of David was like what you have in Venezuela now, where there is a there is a elected king, and there is one king that, or there is a president that's supposed to be the president, and there is an interim president. And some people are recognizing a particular president, some people are not. That was the story of David in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. But the Bible said every day people came to him. God gave him much more than the gift that he has put inside of him. He gave him the gift of man. He sent help to him. He sent people to assist him. And I'm praying for you this morning. God will send people to assist you. They will assist your destiny in the name of Jesus. If they are in a book, you'll find that book. If they are in a company, you walk into that company in the name of Jesus. So God is our greatest help, but God often uses men. So understand, and that's why we've been shouting, calling for help throughout today in all the systems. Some people may say, well, if it's, you know, God's work, God can do his work. Yes, God can do his work, but he needs men to help him to do his work. Amen to Jesus. Yes. Now, the greatest help you can have is called the helper. The greatest help you and I can have is called the helper. In John chapter 14, this was Jesus' last statement with his disciples. Jesus was about to leave the earth. And somebody said the dying words of a person are very, very important. So these were the last few words that Jesus was uttering. And Jesus now said this in verse 26 of John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 26. It says, but the comforter, some translation puts it that, but the helper, which is the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. In another way, he will make things open up for you. He will not make you to be in the dark. Because the reason why some people, their life is in the dark and their life is closed is because of ignorance. There are some things that you don't know. There are some things that is happening in daylight that is in plain clothes, but you don't see it. But God says here, he said there is the Spirit of God, or the Comforter, or the Helper. He will teach you all things. Will he teach you maths? Yes, he can teach you maths. But I like the other part. He will teach you all things, and he will bring to remembrance. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Because somebody can take the, he will teach you all things, go into a maths class, you didn't read, and then you sit before the exam and say, Holy Spirit, they say you will teach us all things. Now teach me all things. But he will remind you the things which you have been taught. So if you didn't teach yourself anything, he will remind you nothing. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Because some people, they overtake these things, But you get the gist. The Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is there to help us. He says he will bring into your remembrance the things that after. The Holy Spirit is able to take what is inside and pull it out. There's a prayer I've been praying recently that, God, what you put here, pull it out. Because sometimes what is already inside of you does not find expression. What is already, in fact, the truth of the matter is that what is going to bless our world through you is already in you. God already put it in you. Because God said in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, before I formed you, before I made you in your mother's belly, I already knew you. And before even you entered your mother's belly, I had finished you. I have ordained you a prophet to the nation. I have ordained you to do this. I have ordained you to do that. So we are completed and finished products. So why are we living our lives as if we are closed now? Because the things that are inside of us that have not found expression, something needs to pull it out. And I'm praying for you in this season. The Holy Spirit of God will pull it out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Because we carry things. There are things you and I carry on the inside of us that our world needs. I like the message on Friday, if you were not here, listen to it, that my wife was preaching about purpose and all of that. That sometimes people think that everything has been done. I don't know about you. Some years ago, I used to think to myself, I'm like, because I studied computer in school, and I used to think to myself, everything has been done. There's nothing to be done again. I mean, really, look at computer. At that time, they had just introduced, was it Windows 98 or something like that? I think NT was about, Windows 98 was very new then. I was like, look at what man has done. But now, I mean, those days, there was no Instagram. There was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. In fact, internet was not like this then. Internet was very, very slow. And very, very, if you go to websites, they don't usually have too many pictures. It was a lot of text, you know. Now look at what has happened thus far. And that's in the natural. That's in the natural. So there are still things to be done. There are still inventors listening to me this morning. There are still business owners listening to me this morning. There are new billionaires that the world has never known listening to me this morning. I'm talking of billionaires in dollars. If you are one of them, let your amen be loud. So the Holy Spirit is help. The Holy Spirit, the Bible calls him the helper. Because God knows that in this world, you need to be assisted. In this world, the function of the destiny that he has put inside of you, the thing that will make you to have the fullest impact is the amount of help that you get, is the amount of help that is released to you. So the Holy Spirit is available to you and I. But the challenging part is that for the most part, we don't allow him to do his job. For the most part, we don't lean on him. Remember, go back to that scripture, John chapter 14 and 26. The Bible says the comforter will be with you. In fact, if you read the old chapter, Jesus said he's already here. When Jesus was alive, Jesus said the Holy Spirit was already there. But by the time I leave, he will be in you. And he said that he will help you. But you see, the Holy Spirit as the help will not just help you automatically if you don't want him to help you. He will not just help you automatically if you don't ask for his help. And so that is why, especially in this prayer and fasting season, what we are doing to God, what we are saying to God with our actions and with our prayers and with our word, is that, God, I need help. It's like, God, I need you to carry me. It's like a child that wants the parents to carry them. Most of the time, they reach out towards you. They show their hand. They show a sign that I need help. I need to be carried. And that's what you need to do this year. You just need to show God that you need his help. And if you show that you need his help, he will help you. Somebody may say, well, is God, wouldn't he know that I need help? Yes, he knows that you need help. But he is a very gentle God. He's a very gentle man. He will only come when you invite him. He only responds by invitation. And it is our asking that is the invitation for that help. Therefore, this week, as you go about your week, will you ask him and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me with parenting. There are so many things that we are struggling with that we think that, oh, I need to read a book. There is nothing wrong with reading a book. Oh, I need to have a mentor. There is nothing wrong with that. But there is the helper. God calls the Holy Spirit the help. That is his job. His job is to help you, is to augment you, is to supply the things that you are weak in, is to make up for that thing. And I'm praying for you this morning that the Holy Spirit will help you. In the name of Jesus. In closing, let me open to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. And let's read from verse 5. Hebrews 13 from verse 5. I know I had verse 6, but let's start from verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he said, I will never leave you. And when Jesus was saying, I won't leave you, he was saying, I won't leave you. I will go physically. Because in that John chapter 14, he was telling them, I'm leaving. But I'm not leaving you without the comforter. So when he said, I will never leave you, he was saying, look, the Holy Spirit will take my role. So this scripture is really referring to the Holy Spirit. It says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then verse 6 says, because of that reality, because of that fact, so you and I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. I won't fear what February will look like. I won't fear what March will look like. I won't fear whether something will happen and the government will do something to me. I will not fear because the Lord is what? My helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. But this helper will only get into what? If you ask for his help. This morning, can you bow down your heads and ask for his help? The greatest destinies are not the destinies that are individually made. It's a community effort. And the greatest effort support you can get is from the Holy Spirit himself. This morning, can you just say, Holy Spirit of God, I need help.